Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
Man, it's dark outside. We're inching up on 6 o'clock. Welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful that you are hanging out with us. With us in studio is Adrian Boffman. She is the president of Forbes Export Services. And Stacy Timberley is with us. We might get her to talk or something like that. Anyway, Forbes is a company that that helps out in export compliance and service, specializing in machinery and heavy industrial equipment. We're going to chat about a number of things, including the Import-Export Bank and what happened today in China, all kinds of things. Welcome back to the News Hour. Good to see you again, Adrian.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's okay. I love having you in because you're so well-versed on so many things that many of us just kind of skip over. I mean, you know.
We try to keep it international.
Well, yeah. Your first comment to me was, wasn't that exciting today about what happened with the Chinese currency? And I go, yeah, I saw something about that.
That's right.
What happened?
We are pretty insulated here in Iowa, but a lot of people know that the International Monetary Fund actually has approved the Chinese currency, which is sometimes called the people's currency or the yuan. It's also known as the RMB, has been approved as a trading currency. So it's in.
What does that mean?
It just means that you can facilitate global trades in that currency. So it is a. It's a power play by the Chinese government, and it also enables the Chinese to, to have political power with their currency.
Sure,
well,
that would make sense. And up until this time, and the strength of the dollar has really crippled a lot of overseas trade.
It's not a great time for, as you just articulated, on our commodities. It's not a great time for the producers. It's also not a great time. I noticed you've got Andy Goodman coming in tomorrow INEDA. It's not a great time for exporting equipment. We are doing it, but we're doing a heck of a lot less of it. So things like the Export-Import Bank coming alive again, bringing that agency, that government agency online again, will be very good and fortuitous for Iowa and U.S. exporters.
You know, it's interesting you should talk about Andy Goodman with Iowa-Nebraska Equipment Dealers Association, who will be a guest this week.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking in his office just the other day. He says, you know, he's a great guy. I've known him for decades. It's cyclic. A lot of this is cyclic, and it will come back, but it's not at all like the crunch in the 1980s with the farm crisis, a whole different thing. We're going to talk about that. But it did. Today's news was John Deere laid off another 220 people.
That's right, from Moline.
And that's in the planting and seeding operation. Mm-hmm. So there are some negatives that are going along with this lower commodity prices.
Right, that's true. I feel sorry for the people that are retiring in a bear economy versus a bull market. I don't know.
Although we just did the commodity report, I will tell you that still $3.80 corn is still acceptable for many people. You know, when we were doing $7, $8, $10, you know, that was like, whoa,
yeah.
Katie bar the door. Everybody's having a great time.
And absolutely true.
This is much more the new normal more normal, I would say. But anyway. We'll have that conversation, I know, with Andy. One of the things that you talked about with regard to China and the Import-Export Bank and those things, had the currency generally been traded in dollars? Was that usually the monetary fund that was worldwide?
Well, the U.S. dollar, I mean, keep in mind, in currencies, there are about $19 on the market. So you've got the Canadian currency, which is also known as the Canadian dollar, which is the slang for that is the loonie. And the Panamanian dollar, which roughly trades on par with the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. dollar makes up about 65% of the International Monetary Fund's reserves. Now, it is the top trading currency. However, I would like to point out to your listeners that there is a new entity that's been formed called the Asian Infrastructure and Investment Bank. That is the AIIB, and that is the Chinese government's development to encourage investment, infrastructure building, and financing in the Asia-Pacific region, including Oceania.
Well, all of this is pointing to a changed China. China is much more attuned to consumers having more money because mm-hmm. they understand that they can't continue to grow exponentially there. Their economy can't mm-hmm. just by putting in more steel and concrete. That's consumers need to have money jingle in their pockets so the economy continues
that's
to
true.
Grow.
China has some really endemic issues that they've got to deal
yeah,
with.
Absolutely.
However, it's important to remember that The Economist is predicting that they will be the global top number one economy in less than 5 years.
Well, with that many people,
mm-hmm. well, with that much of the middle class,
exactly.
I mean, their middle class outpaces our entire population.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's significant.
Adrienne Boffman, ladies and gentlemen, she is from Forbes Export Services. Before we get too far down the road, tell people a little bit about what Forbes does for the import-export
sure.
business.
Well, for the first time in Iowa, we have got a full-service export management company. So we vet logistics. We help companies get into exporting. We help them with their trade documentation, as you mentioned, their mm-hmm. compliance work. But we're also going to be Iowa's first Ex-Im Bank broker. So when the bank gets reauthorized, and we think that the bill with the it's currently kind of melded into the highway bill. Mm-hmm. We think it will be out of conference committee this Friday, so December 4th. We think the bank will get reauthorized. We will also be able to insure exporters' foreign accounts receivable. So basically, we can insure exports either on the private market or through Ex-Im Bank instruments.
So you're the go-to people to say, okay, I am exporting a self-weasel winding torque inducer to Thailand. I need some help.
Yes,
all right,
that is
it.
Absolutely right. Right. We also export grain. We're getting ready to export a lot of ethanol and ethanol byproducts.
And I think one of the most important things, I was just on the phone today with an importer, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how oftentimes, you know, making sure what he orders is what's delivered. And that sometimes can be sketchy depending on who you're dealing with.
Well, you should always vet your foreign buyer, and that's something else that our company does. We pull credit reports on foreign buyers, and we can vet them through our partners.
Got it. You mentioned the Import-Export Bank. This has
the
been
Export-Import Bank.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's Ex-Im Bank.
Ex-Im Bank.
That's all right.
This whole deal has been such a political football and such a hotly contested political football.
It
never should have been.
It shouldn't have been.
People are making political hay with the silliest things these days. But on the one side, individuals have said, oh, this is bad for business. This is bad. This is just rewarding big business with more money. And on the other side, we're talking about the opportunity for small businesses
right.
to have a better handle on making things for big companies.
That's right. We have so many small companies in Iowa, small to medium-sized exporters that make they're incredible suppliers to the BMFs that you've articulated, like John Deere and GE and so forth, Boeing especially.
Sure.
But Ex-Im Bank is necessary. And if you really think about how the global chessboard is changing for my generation, I mean, I'm 46 years old, and we've never had another competitive entity like the AIIB in existence. So keep an eye on China. They have a lot of problems, but they also have a great deal of potential.
Well, and with the TPP that is just now being...
The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, we're all into these
that's okay.
letters, aren't we? Yeah, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
I worked at NATO, so I...
There you
I
go. Yeah,
I have got the acronyms down.
So this whole deal has been another political football that we're wrestling with.
That's right.
And, you know, it was all done in secret. And then, of course, the stuff is out there now for everybody to see, some 6,000 pages. And wading through all that, of course, is just about everybody that's a real wonk.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that,
We need those trade agreements. We absolutely do. And they have an impact on Iowa because they will affect our exporters and, more importantly, our producers of commodities.
Hmm. All right. Adrienne Boffman, ladies and gentlemen, we are keeping our fingers crossed about the Export-Import Bank. And
well, we know the president will sign it.
Yeah,
so
he will sign
yes,
it.
He
he's,
will.
He's very much in favor
one
of this.
One thing I actually agree with on our president.
There you go.
So.
And so that happens hopefully within the next couple of weeks. And then
yeah.
you guys can get back to work helping people export stuff.
Yes.
And with that very important assurance.
Yes.
Not necessarily insurance, but assurance.
It is an export support, which yeah. is the Export-Import Bank.
Her name
Ex-Im
is Adrienne Boffman, ladies and gentlemen. So we didn't She didn't say
Stacey
a word.
Stacy,
yeah, Stacy is just
okay. Stacy Temperley. Yep.
Thank
She's
you, Stacy, for coming in.
All right. She's smiling.
All right, we got to move on out of here. We're nigh on to 6 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for
Adrian Boffman, for also Laura Kennard, for all the crew that put this together. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business of the NewsHour. Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. And, of course, the program director is Mark McDowell. For all of those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? It's so dark out. My gosh. It's going to get cold tonight, too. So hang in there, kids. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.